We'll add one more member to the party right now. A very, very good. And it's someone who's been giving a stunning new look in the past few months to the Navy. He was on the cover of Time magazine just a couple of weeks ago. Will you welcome Admiral Elmo Zumwalt? Welcome. It's very, very good to have you with us. And there we see how accurate. That's a very, one of the most. Then there's the Time magazine cover a couple of weeks ago. What of all the things you've done since you took over, are you most pleased you've done?
Well, to generalize, I'm most pleased about the fact that we've been able to make some changes to enhance the situation for our people in the Navy. We have had an experience of nearly 6 years of long, long separations from families. We've been able to accomplish a number of things to improve the amount of time our sailors and young officers can have with their families. And this, I think we're all very proud.
Now, which of all, how many zegrams have there been now? This is the great code word for your memos when they fire out.
I think we're up to number 65 at the present time.
And which of all of those, generally liberalizing conditions in the Navy, which one has had the best response from the men?
I think probably number 57, which is...
Zegram number 57 was what?
The one which canceled what our sailors refer to as chicken rigs or Mickey Mouse. The minor frustrations, the kinds of things that are a holdover from years ago... kinds of things that we feel do not contribute to good order and discipline, but are merely holdovers from a past era. We tried very hard to ensure that those worthwhile items in our tradition are kept on.
Give us a couple of examples. What to you are the things that you were right to get rid of? I mean, for instance, I know that some of the things are beards of a certain length are okay now and that sort of thing, but what are the sort of... what in England we call bull, I suppose. What are the regulations that you're glad you've got rid of?
The hair and beard regulation is, a good one. We're permitting our sailors to come to and from work in their working uniform now, rather than to have to change from a dress uniform to a working uniform and then back again on leaving. We have eliminated the requirement, which most good ships had not practiced anyway, of painting ship merely because some dignitary was coming to visit, that kind of thing.
Those sort of things were still going on, and you've sent out memos on that.
Yes, I think it's important to state that nothing that I have issued or that my boss, John Chafee, the Secretary of the Navy, has issued, has really changed the Navy in the following way. All of these ideas were being practiced somewhere in the Navy. We're merely trying to see to it that all the good ideas are practiced everywhere.
Can you remember when you were first in the Navy yourself, chafing against some meaningless regulations? What were the regulations that you remember as a young sailor yourself chafing against?
Well, I think one that I recall most vividly is one that would probably... strike you as peculiar, but I had the great pleasure of canceling it in C-57, and that is the requirement that when the senior officer present afloat in an area specifies that the uniform is optional, some commanding officers interpreted that as meaning truly optional. The individual sailor could decide to go ashore in whites or in blues, whereas other commanding officers said, "That means my option, you all go ashore in blues." I was glad to see that one go.
You got around the rule about the ban on beer yourself on board ship when you were in control yourself, you managed to get around that regulation rather inventively yourself.
Well, you're referring to my recent tour in South Vietnam, where we were able to set up barges alongside the commissioned ships on board which it's against regulations to drink, and... the boys could step across to the barge for their beer.
It's a great scheme. We've got to take a break there, but we'll be right back with more of the New Look Navy in just a moment. Welcome back. Talking with Admiral Zumwalt about his New Look Navy. I suppose that's a sort of journalistic headline, New Look Navy. But why particularly was this such an urgent thing to do? Obviously, it came from your feeling that people throughout the country were feeling that the military was maybe not the best career or whatever.
Yes, I'd like to make 2 points, David. First, it's quite apparent to all of us that we're going through a period of disenchantment with the military, as we traditionally have at the end of a war, this one being particularly unpopular, and that there is a significant fraction of our population eager to see reductions in our military services and increased expenditures for other things. And it was apparent from our retention and reenlistment rates, which are going down rapidly in all the services, that something must be done. Second, I had just returned from nearly 2 years in South Vietnam in command of about 37,000 young officers and sailors, all of whom had volunteered to join the Navy and all of whom had volunteered to go fight an unpopular war for their country. And I estimate I had talked to some 10 or 15,000 of these. And there was no doubt in my mind that these changes were changes that these patriotic young men felt were important. It seemed to me that that kind of young man were the good source from which to gain confidence that these changes were reasonable.
What will the next said round be about?
We have a lovely number of options coming along, and one never knows which one will come out of the hopper next.
Is that a slightly political answer?
No.
What are you considering at the moment?
Well,
something to do with uniforms, I'm sure.
We have a uniform study going on at the present time. As a matter of fact, we're taking what my intellectual friends call a statistically significant sampling of our officers and sailors to find out which of four alternatives they would prefer. Another one about ready to go, one that I hope to release tomorrow, will be one supporting a recent directive issued by the Secretary of the Navy, John Chafee. My directive will suggest a number of ways in which we must move to remove the discrimination against our minority groups, which still exists in the Navy. And this one I consider a very important one.
That's marvelous, yes. I wondered, Al, which of the services did you serve in?
I was in the Army. But I was thinking about about what the Admiral said about the regulations he's changed. This horn got me in a little trouble, because when they found out I played, they made me the company bugler. And we were in New England at the time, and Florence is still about 40 degrees below zero. You're supposed to dress out and go into company street and play reveille. But because I could play so loud, instead of doing that, I just stand up in my bunk in my skivvies and open the window with the horn on and blow reveille loud.
That's great.
Got me a little trouble, too.
Really? What other rules did you wish they'd change when you were in the Army last year?
I always wish they'd use a canned bugler.
What did you actually play when you were out of the window?
I played all the calls. The mess call was my favorite, of course.
You
had to play from early in the morning from reveille until 9 o'clock at night, until you played taps in the end of the evening. So you had a series of calls, and you had to play them all day long. Get up on a tower. I used to get up on a tower at one base and play there. Very interesting. Time-consuming. Takes up your whole day.
Talking of changes that we were just talking about that the Admiral's made and that you'd have liked, touring around the country, Bill, and never had a chance to ask you this earlier, what would you say is the one change in the law that the people of America as a whole would most like to see? I mean, 100% would never agree on anything, but is there a change in the law? Is there a reform?
In the law?
Law, yeah.
Yes. I think that most people would appreciate and be benefited by changing laws about the penalties for driving, traffic tickets, speeding, and things like this. They have to go to such a laborious process now to have those sentences and penalties exacted that it really wastes the time of the courts and wastes the time of the people against whom the sentences are being levied. And if some way could be found to reduce the time between the giving of the ticket and the paying of the penalty, the courts would benefit, and so would the people who've been processed.
We've got to take a break there, but we'll be coming back to conclude the show with a musical climax from Mr. Hurt, among other things. We'll be right back.